Via remote, I'm Liz Palpeth. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigations believes the Chinese consulate in the West Coast city of San Francisco is harboring a Chinese researcher. Court documents reveal she is charged in federal court in California with lying about her military background. Justice Department criminal charges say Tang Huan lied about her military affiliation in a visa application last October to work at the University of California, Davis, and again during an FBI interview last month. Agents found photographs of Tang in a uniform of the People's Liberation Army and news articles from China that identified her military affiliation. Prosecutors claim Tang Wan was first the Prosecutors claim about Tang Wan was first reported by the news website Axios Wednesday, hours after the U.S. State Department ordered the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas, to shut down. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the consulate was a persistent problem of Beijing's theft of U.S. intellectual property. Pompeo is due to give a speech Thursday titled "Communist China and the Future of the Free World." COVID-19 infections in the U.S. are quickly approaching 4 million. This as hundreds of thousands of American workers affected by the pandemic have sought federal aid, and while lawmakers consider another rescue package, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is preparing to unveil a $1 trillion COVID-19 rescue package Thursday. The Democratic-led House passed a $3.5 trillion rescue bill over 2 months ago and is calling for much more funding to assist state and local governments. Read more about it on voanews.com. This is VOA News. 45 people are dead in Afghanistan, including civilians, according to witnesses, after Afghan government airstrikes Wednesday against Taliban fighters. The attacks drawing condemnation from the U.S. envoy trying to start peace talks involving all sides. Afghanistan's acting defense minister said the government would soon share evidence that the airstrike in Herat province that locals say targeted a wedding party actually killed Taliban militants. Asadullah Khalid told a gathering in Kabul Thursday that he hoped an investigation would prove that no civilian was harmed in that strike. The defense ministry had promised an investigation after residents claimed at least 8 civilians were killed and dozens wounded, including children, in the Afghan Air Force strike. Data released by the U.S. Labor Department Thursday show the number of Americans seeking jobless benefits rose last week for the first time in months. 1.4 million people filed for unemployment last week. The information, evidence of the deepening economic pain from the coronavirus outbreak that it's causing to the American economy. The Labor Department said Thursday roughly 32 million people are receiving unemployment benefits. A mandatory face mask order officially took effect Thursday in Australia's second largest city, Melbourne. Melbourne has become the epicenter of the country's rising number of novel coronavirus cases. Anyone over the age of 12 caught in public without any kind of face mask or covering could be fined up to $143. Premier David Andrews of Victoria State said the face mask mandate was imposed due to the increase of confirmed COVID-19 infections and a refusal by residents who tested positive for the virus to isolate. Victoria State posted a single-day record of 484 new COVID-19 cases on Wednesday. Tokyo's governor, Yuriko Koike, said the city confirmed a new single-day high of 366 COVID-19 cases Thursday, Tokyo surpassing 300 for the first time as Japan begins a four-day weekend. At a news briefing, Koike said the city conducted a record 4,900 tests this week, which she said accounts for some of the increase. Tokyo's new record comes after Japan saw a single-day record of nearly 800 new coronavirus infections nationwide on Wednesday. The European Union has granted Honduras $93 million in aid to help the impoverished Central American nation's health system cope with the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.